This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Memorial Day edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
As farmers park their planters for this year, what should come next? The Director of Ag Technology at Winfield United, Joel Whipperforth, offers insight into tactics farmers should consider this growing season.
Well, I think everybody who just planted knows a lot more about the yield potential of their crop, and they have the ability to assess what inputs they should continue to start looking at here. So when we look at utilizing ag technology tools, you've got the ability to use in-season imagery to start looking for where some of the problem and opportunity areas are, followed by taking a tissue sample in those areas, and then we can use that tissue sample to help drive the macro and micronutrient supplements that need to be made. I think every farmer is a good farmer in Excel spreadsheet in January, but we just know a lot more about the crop as the in-season potential progresses.
Using the in-season technology and monitoring tools now available, Joel says farmers can more easily determine the needed steps to help boost yield. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer.
Now that Memorial Day is here, are you planning perhaps sometime this summer to go to a Major League ball game? Have you been to a Major League game in a while? Well, apparently a lot of people haven't. Major League Baseball attendance is headed to its lowest average in 15 years. Part of it is the bad spring weather. Some of it is not many hits. We're not seeing any firepower from the bats. Strikeouts are exceeding hits. And the cost of attending a game keeps on climbing. Let's use Milwaukee's Miller Park as an example, one of the least expensive. For two people, including tickets, hot dogs, beer, and parking, the cost would be almost $60. From This Week in Agribusiness, weekly planting progress reports are being delayed until tomorrow due to the holiday today. Last week's report showed 81% of the corn planted, more than half of the soybeans were in. Our Memorial Day celebrations go back 150 years this month. In May of 1868, General John Logan, the Commander-in-Chief of the Union Veterans Group, known as the Grand Army of the Republic, issued a decree that May 30 should become a nationwide day of commemoration for the more than 620,000 soldiers killed in the Civil War. On Decoration Day, as Logan dubbed it, Americans should lay flowers and decorate the graves of the war dead, as he put it, whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. Logan reportedly chose May 30 because it was a rare day that didn't fall on the anniversary of a Civil War battle, though some historians believe the date was selected to ensure that flowers across the country would be in full bloom. After the war, Logan, who had served as a U.S. congressman before resigning to join the Army, returned to his political career, eventually serving in both the House and Senate. And he was an unsuccessful Republican candidate for vice president in 1884. General John Logan, born in Jackson County, Illinois, the southern part of Illinois, is buried in the United States Soldiers and Airmen's Home National Cemetery in Washington, D.C. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great Memorial Day.